Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. Well, Robert Downey Jr. is Sherlock Holmes, and he will not let a little thing like Watson's wedding get in the way of stopping his latest adversary, who is Dr. Moriarty.
Oh, how I've missed you, Holmes.
I see your web of conspiracy has expanded.
I'm knee-deep in the super most important case of my career. The clues point in one direction.
Professor James Moriarty.
Are you sure you want to play this game?
Now, as you know, for me, Robert Downey Jr. can do no wrong when it comes to movies. Sure, he's a little messed up from time to time in real life, but that just makes him even more believable when he plays a bit crazy, kinda off, way clever, and gets away with just about anything super sleuth guy. Pair him up with Jude Law and you have yourself a for sure winner. Put on top of all that, a compelling story, a really cute dog, lots of action. Seriously, how could anyone resist this movie? And if that wasn't enough, one of the best action scenes ever. How they filmed it, I have no idea, but it's great. Then there's the ending. In fact, the ending is so good that I've started a campaign to create a whole new category for the Oscar Awards, Best Movie Ending of the Year. So if you're up for fun and clever and the best movie ending of the year, this one is for you. So in our movie night traffic light, Sherlock Holmes is a green light. Now on to a movie with even more action. It's Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Well, Tom Cruise is back, and this time he has Simon Pegg, Jeremy Renner, and Paula Patton with his team, and he has to stop the bad guy from starting a nuclear war.
The president has initiated Ghost Protocol. The entire IMF has been disavowed, but if anyone of your team is caught, they will be branded terrorists out to incite global nuclear war.
Now, what we've come to expect from these movies is an okay story, bad guys, good guys, clever moves, lots of action, and a pretty girl, of course. And they give you all of that in this one, and they kick it up a notch. You can see this one in IMAX and get all that action thrown right in your face. So much so it feels like you're getting thrown across the room, being sucked out a window, and jumping to almost certain death. So yeah, this one is all about being entertained. There's no deep acting or life-altering soul-searching or anything like that, but who cares? This is an experience, and you get your money's worth. Finally, a movie that's over 2 hours long that doesn't feel like a bad trip to the dentist's office. I enjoyed the whole thing. I was even so caught up in the action, I actually forgot to eat my licorice, and that's so unbelievable. So in our movie night traffic light, Mission Impossible is a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.